This is Dr. Richard Hopper, and I'm scared of the profession. This is Dr. Brewer, and this is nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. So this is my concern. This is Dr. The Farage, the blood pressure, the recovering up periodically. Patient general birth is 8/18/86. Pressure and progress, easily advanced pressure and progress, sign of a fissure, the capillary pressure. This can be all carried by the friends, obviously, to the cause of the blood gram question of duodenum. No, it's called plus or carried by the friends, obviously, to the injection of the stomach. Then in stomach area, I saw several surgical changes from the prior surgery, prior gastric bypass surgery. There's no evidence of the gastric duodenal and asthmatic ulcer. There's no evidence of the gastric duodenal and asthmatic stenosis. The duodenal lymph appear on muscle bypass, then for duodenal lymph to rule out any feeling for the intestinal barbed back to the stomach pouch, small stomach pouch again. Mild inflammation bypass within the stomach pouch, or either the first by ejection. Normal Z-line, small pressure pressure on top of the gastric, normal esophagus, normal Z-line, number two, small gastric pouch, starts from surgical changes from the gastric sleeve and the gastric bypass, both. No evidence of the gastric duodenal and asthmatic stenosis, no evidence of the gastric duodenal and asthmatic ulceration. The duodenal lip unremarkable, mild duodenitis in the stomach pouch. Recommendation, other than the stomach pouch biopsy, number two, other than a small biopsy, number three, she had the ultrasound done last week. So going to get the ultrasound report to any hepatobiliary disease to all gallstones. If the ultrasound is negative, it's just and upper nostril flash for reason for a symptom. I recommend you have CT enterogram for the evaluation. A small means following two indication. Please send a copy to patient primary care provider, copy Dr. Potter's study, the episode of November 15 on 22nd, November 15 on 22nd, patient